bosses.
That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about being your own boss. Boss up.
I'm talking about boss baby. I'm talking about you and me.
Oh God.
Doing all the good things. No, I can't.
Sometimes it's really weird to think of myself as an entrepreneur when I have a job. Because for some reason in my head, entrepreneur is like, it means like you're like, you don't got no job and you're just trying to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I could do and Nick, you do. But like, we are entrepreneurs.
I know. Like last week when we were talking about doing this topic, I was like, are we entrepreneurs? And you were like, yeah. Yeah. Like I never considered it, like it just feels weird because I'm like, oh, we're just doing a podcast, but like we're doing way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
This call is now being recorded.
Kitty. I thought they were fixed. They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's next?
We're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie
and Candace,
and this is Well,
We Tried.
I don't think
that'll ever not be awkward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Well, We Tried. I always want to say like I'm Candace and I'm Katie, like, but I don't want to say that, but I always leave space for that to happen and I don't want it to.
And this is Well, We Tried.
Oh no. Oh, I cringe.
Can you cringe if you're a boss? Can you cringe at your own stuff as a boss?
Yes. Oh, okay. Every day.
Cringe. We're doing it.
So if you guys haven't figured out what we're talking about today, we are talking about entrepreneurship, being your own boss, being a boss, anything in that category.
Yeah. And I think we can unfold this in like different levels, you know, being a boss as in like you're saying entrepreneurship as in like actually having a business or just being a boss within your own life, like taking control of things.
Yeah. Which one would you like to attack first, Katie?
Well, I'm not doing the latter. So let's talk about the entrepreneurship. I have yet to be a boss,
but I'm not a boss. Okay, so fun fact that you guys may or may not know about me and Katie is that we pretty much on a semi-regular basis come up with several different business ideas in which we pitch to each other. And this has been something we've done since I think we met each other and got like comfortable with each other.
Right. Yeah.
It's always like, oh my God, I have an idea. Or, oh, I was thinking, or, you know, and that's really how this podcast started too.
That's true.
So entrepreneurship, we're not saying that we make six figures and we're like these rich people. Like, no.
Not yet.
Yeah. That's the glorious side of entrepreneurship. But me and Katie very much still have an entrepreneurship type mentality.
Yeah,
I would say so.
I think so. And I think we talked about this a little bit in whatever past episode about how we didn't really want to go like the normal route of like a 9-to-5 job. You know, like that just doesn't sound like a good time for the rest of our lives. So I think, you know, with our already naturally mentality of that, we're definitely seeking something else out. That's something that we enjoy every single day that we can like make and create our own thing, you know, and then make a living off of it, hopefully one day.
And I feel like it's important to clarify entrepreneurship or being your own boss with like being lazy and not wanting to work. I think those are two different things. I think sometimes people think like, oh, you just want to be your own boss so you can like set your own vacation and like not have to go into work. And like, granted, yeah, that sounds great. But like, there's a lot of work that any entrepreneur has to go on. Yeah, whether it's, you know, actually starting like a brick and mortar, like business, boutique, whatever, or doing something online like me and Katie are, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that people don't know. They just see like the front part of it.
Right. Usually more work than having like a regular set job. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're in a regular set job, everything's laid out for you. Your hours that you work, your expectations, your obligations, like everything is set for you. And that's great. Yeah. Sometimes when you're doing it on your own, you have to make those things. They don't exist unless you make them.
There's no one to give you the answers.
Yeah. Sometimes you're just stuck Googling shit for the next 4 hours because you don't know what you're talking about.
That's super true. How did people start businesses before Google?
I don't know.
Books?
Ooh. I don't even want to know that life, Katie. I don't want to know that life. Yeah. So this is just going to be a good, I feel like this is going to be a really good episode. I feel like we have a lot to say about it. Again, not claiming to be professionals, but I do feel like because we have branched out into so many different things, we can confidently say like we are entrepreneurs. Like this is what we do.
Wow. That makes me feel weird inside, but like a good weird. You know what I mean? Okay, as a kid, or let's just say even high school, would you have ever expected that your future self would have been an entrepreneur? Or would you just expect to like go into like traditional route of a job, a career?
No, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do traditional route pretty early because I didn't want to be anything but the CEO.
Oh, okay.
Like I never was like, I can't wait to like get like an office job. And like, no, I wanted to like be in a sweet office, whether it's like somewhere in the executive board I wanted to be. And I've kind of been like that my whole life.
Like the office job.
Yeah. So I knew early on, it's like, well, if I can't be CEO, then I don't want to like be there. And so that might be a flawed mentality, but it's definitely made me do a lot of things that maybe I wouldn't have done if I was just complacent with just like, I can just be like a clerk. Nothing wrong with being a sales clerk, but like, I just was like, no, I want to own it. I want to be the very best. Like no team was
like, you wanted more from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've always kind of had that mindset. Like a little side story, in middle school, I was really good friends with my journalism teacher, still am. Love her to death. And she approached us. It was our sophomore year in high school. And I still kept in contact with her and a few of the friends that were in my journalism class. But hey, at the end of senior year, I'm taking basically a group to Europe with us. And so she's like, and you guys are my former students and I want you guys to come. And this would have been right after I graduated. So literally like a month after I graduated from high school. So I was like, yeah. So she's like, okay, you got to save money for it. And my mom's like, you know, you got to save some money for it. And so we started selling chocolate. And so all throughout high school, I remember selling chocolate so that I could go on this trip. And my mentality was like, why would I, like, I know kids are looking for someone who's selling something, like something candy, chocolate, right, like a fundraiser. Kids are always looking for that.
Yeah.
And so it was like, why would I sell this chocolate when I can just have them sell it to each other and in return, give them like a chocolate bar and then call it even. So
wow.
I had my mom get more, and she thought it was, she was like, you are not doing that, Renee, was my middle name. But she got more chocolate boxes. And I would, in the morning, after a volleyball practice, I'd give a box to one friend, a box to another teammate. And I'd, okay, like, go out and sell. And I'd keep a box. And it's like, and bring me back, you know, bring me back the money. Like, I know how many chocolate bars are in here.
Yeah.
Bring back the money. And then, like, I'll give you, like, a chocolate bar. I'll give you, like, you know.
Like, I'll hook you up. Yeah.
Yeah. And so instead of me having to sell 3 chocolate bars throughout the day, I only had to sell 1. I had 2 selling themselves with my friends, and then they would come back.
Oh my God.
Like, here you go. Here you go. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Like pimped out your friends for some chocolate.
Listen, I was going to get to Europe one way or another.
she never said, like, don't do it dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And that was the second time. The second time I sold Girl Scout cookies for my sister. And I carried around a huge black duffel bag full of Girl Scout cookies. And I had everybody, like, teach.
Like at school?
Yeah. Because you're not supposed to sell at school. Oh, but teachers are like, do you have any more Samoas? Do you have any more?
Got any more of those cookies? Scratching their necks.
You're like, hey, you want an A on that test?
That's so smart.
Yeah, I made a killing.
Holy shit.
Wow. I mean, I had to give my sister all the money, but.
No, I'm just kidding. Did you get the stuffed monkey prize at the end?
So I think I've always had a mentality of like, how do I make this easier for myself? But like, how do I still have control of everything that's happening?
It's called work smarter, not harder.
There you go.
No one says you can't take the easy route. Like,
yeah,
if there's an option, take it, you know? Yeah.
Like, why are you making it so hard for yourself?
Exactly. Exactly. That's amazing. I have nothing like that. I have never known, like, I never, like, was one of those kids where I knew exactly what I wanted to do, like, growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I never had, like, a dream job. Even going into college and stuff, I never had any kind of direction. You know, because, like, to me, I'm like, I just don't want to work. Like, I'm not against working, but I'm like, there's nothing that sounds like I'm, like, a passion about, right?
Yeah.
And the only time I've ever felt that was it was in high school, and I would always listen to like the local like radio show. You know how they do like more talk, like a morning show. And I remember thinking, like, I was driving to school and I'm even thinking, oh, I want to do that. Like, that sounds like so much fun just to like be on the radio and just like talk. Cause like, it's funny. Mm-hmm. And like, they're having a good time and all this stuff, and the callers will call in and you can interact with people. Like, that's the only time I was like, I thought that would be like a good idea, but like I never really even pursued that in college, right? Like, I should have gone into journalism, and my first thought was like, oh shit, I can't write, so I'm not going to go into journalism. You know what I'm saying? Like, English is not my subject. So and I just never really like pursued it that much. I don't know why, I just didn't. So I think when the whole podcast thing kind of came up, I was like, let's fucking do it. But kind of like you, it's like, instead of just being a podcaster, I love the idea of like also being the person running the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like the media studio. Like, I like that as well. I don't want to just be like a sitting duck and just kind of doing our thing. Like, I also want to be on top.
Yeah. And if you guys don't know, I know we talk about the media studio. Me and mm-hmm. Katie run the media studio.
It's us.
Surprise! That you got rid of us. we decided that we liked doing this so much, the podcast, that we started another one. that you guys can you guys can listen to Stands Next Door. But because of that, we were like, why don't we start a studio? Mm-hmm. And so thus Daydream Media Studio came about. And the reason we chose Daydream is because me and Katie are very much so dreamers. Like, I literally told you guys, we have business plans every other week, it feels like.
Yeah.
And I know people are kind of they have like a negative connotation for Daydream, you know, like, oh, that's just what you do when you're at your job. And like, you know.
Wishing you were somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas we're kind of taking it as like, no, we're working towards our daydream. Like, we want our daydream to be our day job, you know?
Right. I look at it as like, that's your daydream. And if you're distracted by life because you're daydreaming about something, like, take that as a sign as maybe that's where you should be putting your focus and your energy in.
Yeah. Yep. And so daydream. We were like, let's have the studio so that we could, one, have something that would collect all of our projects, but two, we could open it up and support other content creators, which is what we've been doing. And so, like, you know, obviously we have our two podcasts, and then we have Sinister Sisters, and then we also have two other completely different podcasts join our media studio. And so, guys, shameless plug, if you guys are looking for a media studio or you're looking for any support like that, you should definitely DM Daydream Media Studio and get connected with us, because we would love to support you if you're thinking about starting a podcast, thinking about starting a blog, thinking about starting a YouTube channel, thinking about starting like any type of content creation. Mm-hmm. We would love to be a part of that. And we would love to help you in any way we can, whether that's financially, whether that's emotionally, whether that's just like giving you some support, hyping you up, whatever. Let us know. Okay. Plug over.
Even if you've already started and you just like, you're stuck and you don't know how to keep going.
Yeah. Yes. Anywho, so we are doing that as well, which is a whole nother beast in itself, you know, maintaining not only our schedules, but like everyone else's schedules, and then having mm-hmm. a small staff help like maintain that. Amelia, she helps pretty much run everything else.
Yeah, for real. She's amazing.
But I mean, like Katie was saying, like there's no, we don't, or similar to what she was saying, mm-hmm. we knew that the 9-to-5 at your desk life wasn't for us. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what people are wanting in their life. Mm-hmm. We just knew that's not what we wanted. We didn't want to do that. And like how she said that, you know, you said you couldn't see yourself doing a job. Like you don't know what you're passionate about until mm-hmm. you heard, you know, the like radio DJ and that type of vibe, which also too, for you guys who don't know Katie, that's very much so her personality. Even in our pairing, like she is like the people of the studio. Like she's like the people person. I don't know.
People person.
Like if one person had to sit back and look at all the analytics and one person had to go to a table and be like, how you guys doing? What's going on? Like, tell me about yourself. Katie would be the one be like, yeah, I'll go sit at the table. Got it. And I'll be the one be like,
I'll talk to the people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be like, okay, give me the computer. What are we looking at? What numbers are we looking at? What is this?
That's accurate. You know? Yeah.
And so that's what I mean by like, she's a people person. And mm-hmm. that's just kind of like our dynamic.
I rather just talk to people. Don't give me numbers.
Yeah. And sometimes I rather just look at numbers and see how to make them bigger. Right. And you need both.
It's true. You need the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we work.
Yeah.
Well, at least we don't have to like do this shit by ourselves. I can't imagine like starting a business by myself.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
No.
So props to people who do.
I don't even think I would want to do that.
No.
Like there's something so much, there's like something that's fun about starting a business with a friend or with a partner, because then you like, you guys can be happy with the success together.
Like celebrate the wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Things are really bad. You have someone to be like, fuck, this sucks. And they're like, yeah, I know. Like I literally feel the exact emotion that you feel.
Well, even if you're like freaking out about something, you have that other person to be like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to figure this out.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Get off of the ledge.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It is so fun. So what do you think is the most challenging part about being an entrepreneur?
Most challenging? I really think for me, at least, has to be time. And like, not just time, because at this point, there is enough time to do things. It's more time management.
That's good.
You know what I mean? I work all day. And so then I come home, I only have a few hours. And it's like, yeah, I could put it off till the next day, but I don't want to do that. Because it's like, I want to get this stuff done. Yeah. Because I want to see these small wins and us keep moving on to the next steps, you know, the next levels. And that motivates me to just like, just do it. Like, just fucking do it. That's what I have to tell myself. I mean, just sit down and just do one thing. And then I'm like, okay, ball rolling. It's like just getting started, you know?
Yeah. That is the hardest part. Like you come home from your job or you get off from your job and then you're like, now I got to go to my other job.
Yeah. And that's how it is a lot of times for entrepreneurs. Like they're still having to work that like job to pay the bills until what they're really wanting to pay the bills actually starts paying the bills.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're having to work until you can nurture this thing till it matures.
I think the like hardest thing, time management for sure is hard, especially when there's like not a lot of people on the team. Like we know when it's
right.
You can't really divvy it up. But I also think like for me, one of the hardest parts is like the emotional part of it, because you spend all your time, you know, and your efforts and your energy into this product or this service or this whatever. Mm-hmm. And then two different ways. One, you spend all this time and it's not working the way you want, or it's not being perceived the way you feel like it deserves to be. So it's just like kind of like someone's looking at your baby and be like, that's a fucking ugly baby. And you're like, oh, that's my baby, you know?
I carried that thing for 9 months. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of that feeling. But then also making decisions or planning without like all of your emotions in it, because you've invested so much, it's only natural that you have your emotions in it. And so then like, I feel like it clouds sometimes decision-making. Example, for me, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do this because it's going to take me a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what would be best for the studio. Oh, yeah. But like I'm making a decision based off of my emotion.
Right.
My emotion is like, I've been looking at this for 7 days now and I don't want to look at it ever again. Because, you know, because I'm the one, it's not like someone else is doing it and giving me a draft and me going, oh no, do it again. Oh no. Like I'm the one having to do it.
Like the actual work. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, so my emotion part is like, I'm done with this, but that's not what's good for the studio. So it's like separating your emotional attachment to what actually just needs to be done. Just being able to separate your emotional connection from whatever it is you're starting, whatever your business is,
mm-hmm.
like whatever logically needs to happen with it sometimes can be very right. challenging.
Yeah. And even like you were saying, like you could be so excited about like one little aspect, like I have this idea and I want to work on it, but I have to go and do this thing first. And it may not be as fun, but like this has to get done first before I can go and do this other thing.
Yes.
I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta grease some elbows. Gotta get in there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And it is harder because it's all on the computer.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes you're like, I don't even want like screen time anymore. There are times, it hasn't happened in a while, but there were times where I was on like my phone and my computer all day long that I would get headaches. I was like, I can't look at my phone anymore.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I have to like post content and things.
Yep. I have to get these nifty little blue light glasses.
I'm going to have to invest in some.
You should. They're actually really good. I feel like I get less headaches because of them.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sounds like blue light glasses sponsored.
I was just about to say. Ever since I got my blue light glasses, yeah. I what is your favorite part then? If that's like the hardest part, what's your favorite part right now?
My favorite part of being an entrepreneur, I think my favorite part is having the idea or having an idea in my head and like seeing it come to life and seeing it come to life and like be available for other people.
I like
that. It's one thing to like have an idea and then like you talk to someone like, oh, that's a good idea. Like, oh, cool. But like having an idea and then like putting in the work and then actually seeing it, like knowing that a stranger could be looking at it or listening to it or clicking on it. And it's like, whoa, like something about that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
like very, putting it out there.
Yeah.
And anyone can pick it up.
Yeah. It's one thing to say it, but to actually do it and see it. And like, even with our podcast, like when we get listeners or, you know, when we can check our stats and it's like, oh, this many listeners. And it's just like, oh, okay. Like,
feels good.
Yes.
Especially when they're listeners that, you know, they're not just like all your friends.
Yeah.
And they're like from all over the world.
Yeah.
Like that blows my mind. Like how is somebody in Germany finding our podcast? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Germany also is pretty big on, I want to say that's our highest non-American or non.
Is it really?
I think so.
Are you saying we need to go to Germany? Is that what you're saying to me right now?
Yeah.
What if we did? What if we just got really big in like Europe and not the US?
That's all we do.
That would happen. That happens to people.
Yeah. I think that's just like my favorite part. Also too, like just going through the ups and downs, like it is kind of tiring sometimes, but
mm-hmm.
something about it makes me feel like, okay, you're doing something. Like, yeah, right now really sucks. And you're tired and you want to throw your laptop and you can't get this content the way you want it or whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're one step closer to being like this being your sole income type thing.
It's like the reason behind why you're stressed out.
Yeah.
Because you're working on something bigger. Yeah. I love the potential of just like the being of it. Because even when I get stressed out, I'm like, oh, should I like, because right now, like, I'm not like in a job that I would ever make like a career out of. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I feel like I'm like stuck in life, but then I like remember like the potential of where like the podcast and the studio can go. It just gives me so much hope. You know what I mean? And that's what I love. Like, I love that feeling when I'm like, okay, just keep putting in the work and just keep growing it. And it can actually become something where I don't have to work at a daycare and take care of other people's kids all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there are times where I think I'm just going to go get like an office job and like, it'll just be easy. Not saying all office jobs are easy, but it'll be easy in the ways I don't have to like work extra hard. I just go to work 9 to 5. Go home, live my life, go to work. You know, like I can just get caught up in like that flow and not have to worry about anything else. Or I can break away from the flow and like do our own thing and make our own thing.
Yeah.
Because that would not be fun in the end of it. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I get scared. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take the easy way out. But I'm like, no, do it this way.
Mm-hmm. I have an older brother and he is very much so like a, I don't want to say type A, but. He's very much so what you would, how you envision your life, like almost kind of like perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Like went to grade in high school, went to a great college, graduated, got a job with Facebook. I mean, he had like a State Farm, I think, like door to door salesman type job right before that. Or something like that. Like he had like a little bit of like weird jobs, but always around his degree at some point. Mm-hmm. Got a job at Facebook, was there for a while, then got a job at Indeed, mm-hmm. was there for a while, and now is at TikTok.
That's so cool. There-ish
for a while. And so he's definitely, and then like he's almost 30, about to buy a house, just got a puppy. Like he's very much so like what you, I think parents assume their kid's gonna do. You know,
yeah, like the traditional American dream.
Yeah. And like every time he's gotten a new job, he negotiates his salary higher and higher and higher. And wow. So like me being 5 years younger than him, I'm definitely like, OK, this is exactly the role model I need to follow, like his footsteps. Mm. And as I got older and then I got closer to like having to actually follow them.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was me being scared or me thinking that I couldn't do that, but somewhere in there it like switched in my head that I was like, why would I want to do that? I'm not gonna like that.
No,
like that's not me. Like, yeah, that's probably a really good idea and that's very safe, but like that I would probably hate that very quickly.
Yeah. And so just because it's safe doesn't mean it's like the best choice.
Yeah, so I went the other route. I like graduated, I'd still, you know, did good in high school, I graduated my degree, and then I told my mom, I was like, I want to start my own business. I don't want to do this. And I did. And I do have it. And if you guys are ever looking for digital marketing or social media management, you could definitely look me up. realdmva.com/real. Shameless plug. But
are you sponsoring it? No, I'm just kidding.
Imagine. Katie, I found a sponsor.
Who is it?
They're sponsoring us $15 an episode. It's just literally just me putting money from one account to another.
This money circle. Yeah.
But I did the complete opposite and I couldn't be happier, I think.
That's good. Like you feel confident in the choices that you've made so far.
Like I'm definitely not where I'm at, where I want to be. And like, if you look at him compared to me, you might be like, well, he's definitely winning at life compared to like what your stats are. But I think a lot of it, and we've said this in that previous episode, millennials, like our currency is happiness.
Yeah.
And I think
she's about to say, if you're happy, you're winning.
Yeah.
you're successful, not winning against him, but you're.
Yeah. Like success is defined by so many different ways, by so many different people. Mm-hmm. And I ultimately feel like if you are genuinely, genuinely happy with where you are, then you are successful.
Yeah, exactly. Because you could go and accomplish all these amazing things, but if you're not happy, were you really successful or did you just work really fucking hard?
Yeah.
You know, happiness is the key. And you have to remember, like, you won't have happiness forever. Like, it comes and goes, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's a feeling, it's an emotion. Sometimes you'll feel sad, sometimes you'll feel happy, whatever. But if you can just be happy and grateful within, like, your current state, you're fine. Like, you're doing great. Because life doesn't have to be one way. I mean, 5 years now, we could be like, ooh, we messed up big. And then we could end up in 9-to-5 jobs. Like, you never know.
We could be like, Katie, remember when we had that podcast?
Idiots.
So, let me go make a copy. Hold on. I'll be back. We'd probably still find a way to, like, talk to each other during work hours.
Oh, honestly.
Like, I'm on a company call. Hey, Katie. So
yeah. Let me put you on a brief hold. Okay, Candace. So that show last night.
I don't know. I feel like entrepreneurship is definitely mm-hmm. risky. It's definitely one that you should probably think about before starting. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't quit your job.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah, work towards it, but don't do it yet. But I think that it was probably one of the best decisions that I've made thus far in my 25 mm-hmm. years of living. 25? My God, 24 years of living.
Sometimes I get annoyed with myself. I think, why couldn't I just, like, finish college, first of all, and then, like, get a degree and just get a regular job and just, like, live a regular life, you know, quote unquote regular, mm-hmm. sort of like your brother, like, just take, like, the more traditional route. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it's not like, it's like, why would I have to, like, do this, like, make it harder on myself? But yeah. It's like, I'm hoping and I'm very confident, like, the end result, I'll look back and I'll go, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping me going. I'll be like, I will realize, like, this is what I had to do.
I hope so, Biggie. I really hope
that. As I'm sitting in my cardboard box talking to, like, my pretend lizard or something. Going, I made a good choice.
I'm so happy. Listening to this episode on repeat.
You're right. I'm talking to you. I'm, like, talking to him.
You're like, yeah, that's a good idea.
You're like, Candace died years ago. Yeah. But I'm happy to do it with you.
Yes. I wouldn't have gotten this far. I think I would have been like, fuck it, I don't want to do this.
And even though I wasn't, you know, I didn't finish college, as I mentioned lots of times, I think, on this show. Because I'm just going to be honest about it. I'm like, I used to be embarrassed. I'm like, whatever. But I know that, like, I had to go to college. I had to join the sorority, even though, like I mentioned last week, we spent so much money in the sorority. But go to the sorority episode if you want to learn about that. But I feel like I had to do that in order for us to, like, meet so we could, like, continue on towards this path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, college was never the answer for me, but, like, I had to take that route to get here.
We had to have met.
Because how else would we have met? I would have never met you. Come on. The only chance of us, our paths crossing, would have been when I was an RA. I probably would have maybe stayed in RA if I didn't have the sorority, because it gave me some kind of social interaction. And we would have ended up on the same, like, you were going to be on my floor.
Yeah.
Remember, I was going to be your RA.
Yeah, that is so true.
If I hadn't, like, quit. Because I was mad. I felt like I was being punished, being put in the freshman dorms. But it's fair. I didn't do, like, my best at that job.
I liked freaking freshman dorms just because they're so dumb.
Over it. Right. But you're also a freshman.
No, not when I was working there.
No. Oh, no, you're right.
I would have just finished my freshman year.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone go start your own business.
And even if you feel lost, like if you feel like you were doing what you really love, you're headed towards a direction, just keep going. Like, even if you feel lost, you might like need to be where you're at to get to another, like the next level.
Yeah. Whatever season you're in, that's the season that you're supposed to be in.
Ooh.
What you do in that season is what really matters, not what season it is. Mm-hmm. So like if it's a dry season for your business or your ideas or your creativity, mm-hmm. maybe that's the season that you're supposed to be in. But it's like, mm-hmm. do you just sit there and mope around and be like, oh my God, I can't think of nothing? Or do you like buckle down and try to find inspiration or do something different that'll give you more inspiration or like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like make the most of where you are at in life.
Yes. Yes. That's honestly probably one of the biggest takeaways I've learned from being an entrepreneur. Yeah. And don't, if you, even if no one else, this is going to sound so cheesy. I'm so sorry for everyone listening that you're about to gag, but even if no one else believes in your vision or your idea, it does not mean that your idea is bad. Like mm-hmm. you are the number one person that you have to sell it to. Mm-hmm. If you can sell your vision and your dream to yourself, because you are your worst critic, everyone is, mm-hmm. then you'll be okay. Sounds silly, but like if you can look in the mirror and give yourself a self speech and be like, this is why this is going to work for me, and this is why I'm going to start this business or whatever, then no matter who comes and tells you like, that's a dumb idea or that's stupid, your mom, mm-hmm. your friend, your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, whoever comes and tells you, if you've sold it to yourself,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. At that point, it doesn't matter what they say. You can take it into consideration, but if you sold yourself on that idea and that dream, then you're golden.
Snaps. Well, a lot of times, especially those who are close to us, like parents or friends or even siblings, if they're trying to talk you out of like this idea, you have to remember, like as a human, we want to take like the safe route, right? So change is risky and risky is scary, and people try to avoid scary. So if they're trying to talk you out of it, a lot of times, like sometimes, yeah, it could be like, oh, you're just being fucking stupid. Like just go get a regular job. Or other times it's like, they're not meaning to, but I think they're going like, that's a really huge risk. And like, you could have like, you know, it's a huge risk to take and it could be really scary, the outcome if it fails, but if that's what you're passionate about, like still go for it, take that risk. You know, you can't always play it safe. And like you're saying, like, if you believe in it, you keep riding it.
Yeah.
They will come around and you can show them like, see,
see, I was right.
Told ya. Look at me in my yacht, Mom.
Mom, come outside.
They're pulling it.
Just fucking up all the concrete.
So if you are an entrepreneur, let us know in the comments or in the DMs, because we want to be friends with our mutual entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we want to support you too. Like, there's enough. I read a book. I don't remember what book it was. Don't even ask me. But there's a book, and in the book, it literally said, there's enough money in the world. Like, there is enough money for everyone, basically.
Oh, I've heard that quote before.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know why sometimes people will be like, oh, you're a small business. Oh, like, mine's better than yours. Like, no, I don't care. Like small businesses support other small businesses.
Yeah,
that's kind of the idea. So if you do have your own business, whether it's like a small Etsy shop or, you know, another podcast or whatever, mm-hmm. like let us know, because we would like to check it out and support you. I'm not going to say that we're going to like the stuff you do, because that would be me lying to you, because maybe I think what you do is not my taste. And that's fine, too, because maybe this mm-hmm. podcast is not your taste. And why you listen to it this long, I don't know. But we want to have the opportunity to go and give you support.
Yes.
because in return, that's what we're looking for too. We're looking for people to just give us a chance and let, you know, help us live out our dream. And if we can help other people do that in the process, then like it's a win-win.
Right. And if you're looking to support local businesses, don't forget that we do have a Patreon link. So you can donate to us. I'm just saying it goes.
Yeah, that would be really nice, actually.
I'm just saying, you're buying that hair clip off Etsy, but you could be dropping some dollars in our link. So.
That's all that we have for this episode this week. We just kind of wanted to dive into our take on what being an entrepreneur is and like our experience with being an entrepreneur. Like every other episode we've done, we only talk about our experiences. So if your experience is completely different from this and you are broke and living in your car and like you took the risk and it did not repay you, that's your experience. One, we're very sorry for it. But two, we're only speaking on our experience. Yeah. So also with that being said, if you're on the line of jumping off into entrepreneurship or not, maybe do some more research. Don't just take our opinion and be like, yeah, we're going to do it now. Like maybe like we love the enthusiasm, but do a little bit more research about what you want, the field that you want to go in, the industry.
You do it wisely, you know.
Yeah. We're just saying once you've committed to doing it, like go hard. Like it's going to be so much worth it. So much worth it. That makes sense. Let's all pretend. If you're not already following us on Instagram, you should be at Wealth We Tried, Wealth with an H. There you'll just stay up to date with future episodes and fun little posts that we post on there. Interactive stories, things of that nature. We are also under our media studio. which you can follow at Daydream Media Studio. There you'll find information not only on our podcast, What We Tried, but also our sister podcast. So all the other wonderful content creators who have trust us enough with their daydream. And you can follow them as well. And honestly, just follow like all of the other accounts too. There is a podcast for everyone. So if you do not like me and Katie, ouch, but weird. That's fine.
Yeah.
Don't know why, but whatever. If you don't like us, that's okay. There's several different types of podcasts, several different types of themes that you can go through. So I suggest go look through them, find your next new podcast, binge it, and then follow everyone because you're super nice and you want to be kind. And then if you don't have Instagram, that's fine. You can head over to our website, daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. There, again, same information. You'll find all of the shows laid out nicely for you, as well as any fun extras that the shows do. So like Sinister Sisters will have Drink of the Week on there and Stance Next Door will have like their current playlist and all the things like that. So go ahead and head out to our Instagrams and our websites and everything else. Is we're trying really hard, people. We're trying.
We're trying.
We need you. You're the missing piece to our equation. We have us and we have the work and now we need the people. So.
Yes. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. We need that.
That helps out your local small business. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, like, recommend this podcast to, like, 5 of your friends. Just 5.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
Make them follow us.
You get their phones and you follow us.
Start playing the episode immediately.
But, yeah. Like so that's all I have. And we hope that you guys have an awesome week. It is Sunday, so we hope you kill it this week, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.